And welcome to our pre-show for Friday. Woo! Friday's here. God damn, yes, Friday's here. Friday's good. You know, I've been thinking, and I've never really done this. I really don't listen to the pre-shows. And I don't ever look at them. I don't ever fucking watch it. But I do occasionally, I mean, not even hardly ever listen. But I was thinking if I beep the goddamn... If I beeped the F words and the S words and the MFs and the shit and the fucks and all that, they might be entertaining listening as part of the fill-only hours that we were talking about. But, hey, I'm not really sure. So did you watch the debate? It was a good debate for Rubio, but everybody's saying it might be too little too late. Good debate for Cruz, but everybody's saying it might be too little too late. Donald Trump was supremely confident after, but I figured that would be the face he'd put on it. You know, he said, oh, yeah, I kicked ass. But New York Times gave Trump, not that. The New York Times said it was a big night for Rubio. And it pretty much was. I mean, Rubio hit him on a couple of things. One was the Polish workers, which was good. The other, even better, though, it's not the poll, it was the school, the Trump University stuff. And then nailed him on that, even if it was bullshit, the $200 million, inherited $200 million. See, Trump will tell people they don't know what they're talking about, but Trump will jump into the whole birther thing with both feet, even though he doesn't know what he's talking about, because it's obviously part of his strategy to unsettle his opponents. He does not react well to his opponents doing the same thing to him. Now, you know, I don't know. Then we have this gal here. Who is this? This is Maria Conchita Landlugutu. Anyway, Charo. I'm just joking. That's very racist of me. What? Okay. Oh, yeah. Forgot all about it, man. Man, I forgot all about it. What are you trying to do, Phil? What I'm trying to do, and you will see, is I'm trying to get my network computer. When you talk about the network computer, I'm talking about this computer that's here. And in order to get it on the network, there is a process by which I must do that. And it's very simple. It's just a matter of hitting a couple of buttons, and bang, there we are. So, you know, there is that. So you can see this computer here. With the touch of a button, I can put it on a site. And, you know, so why am I doing that? I'm doing that so that we can get our news up. Why does everybody think it's fair to cancel a woman's action protecting young people? Okay. Well, all of this immigration shit is quite interesting.
It's quite interesting.
Let's just see what's up here, man. A bunch of auditions today. What's this, man? Come on, motherfucker. I think I know what I did wrong. What? What is this shit? Diddling. Okay. Whoop. Just doing some, okay, has that been sent? Yeah, it's been sent. Let's see. What is this? There's a fucking audition due for Friday at what? 4? New voiceover. 4 p.m. Okay. What the fuck is this shit, man? How many DirecTV reminders am I getting? Forwarded on to him. All right, let's see what we got, man. Woman jailed for tossing neighbor's dog into traffic. Jesus fucking Christ, you bitch, you fucking cunt. You dirty... Oh, God, I'd kill a fucking bitch like that. The fuck is this, man? Woman jailed for throwing a neighbor's dog into traffic. God damn you. There's not too many fucking lower things in this world and I hurt a fucking an animal. You dirty cunt. You goddamn right, bitch. Cruelty to an animal? Motherfucking... Ah. This is an old story. What the fuck is this? Now this has gone viral again? This is a story that goes back to the days when Trump took out that fucking full-page ad. Donald Trump is, he's got a lot to fucking answer to as far as I'm concerned. You know, find out, Trump, that there's a lot more to fucking being president of the United States than some bullshit fucking slogan about making America great. Oh my God, this... BBC TV of Jimmy Savile sexually abused 72 victims, many to 16 at hospitals, station premises for decades. Holy fuck. Now, who the fuck is this? 40 lost photos of history. Who's this motherfucker? Check this out, man. 40 lost photos, rare photos, lost to history. Now... This first photo here, Wormwood Station, the City of London, after the IRA detonated a truck bomb. Christ almighty, look at that. Just destroyed that motherfucker. 1993. President Clinton posed with the White House intern, Monica Lewinsky. Ever heard of her? Sure. Marcel Marceau and... Young Robin Williams. Oh, he ran into young mimes. 30 years later, he realized that one of them was Robin Williams. That's interesting. Look at this. Look at this picture. Famous Colonel Anthony Biddle, hand-to-hand combat expert, was known for ordering his trainees to try to kill him using bayonets. He never did, as he was able to disarm them all. Bullshit. Look at this. 19-year-old Robert Wadlow, 8'7", tallest person in recorded history, chatting with a friend after appearing at a charity event in Omaha. He grew another 4 inches before his death 3 years later. Good God. He was 19, this poor lad. 8'7". He grew to be 8'10". Christ, that's huge. A pickup truck flees from the pyrotechnic flows. Oh, the pyroclastic flows spewing from Mount something-something, Pinatubo, in the Philippines, 1991. This was the second largest volcano eruption of the 20th century. I don't know if you guys can see those, but... British Foot Guard passes out as Queen Elizabeth is going by on, I guess, one of her parades. Look at this poor guy. Are these the, what do you call these guys? The beef eaters? They're not supposed to fucking move? Guy just fucking passes right out, man. Early 1990s, AIDS epidemic. Father comforts his son, who's on his deathbed. Widely considered the photo that changed the face of AIDS, the photo was published in Life. 1990. Early 1990s. The AIDS epidemic started in the early 1980s, so it took their fucking long time, man. Charles Ebbett's preparing for his lunch atop a skyscraper, photo 1952. He is perched on the 69th floor of the GE building. The only person ever struck by a meteor, Ann Hodges, survived and was left with this massive bruise. Unreal, man. Albert Einstein's office in Princeton, the way he last left it, he would die later that night. 1955, Soviet soldier carrying Hitler's head after capturing Berlin in 1945, just a statue of it, I guess. Trench warfare captured by a British photographer during World War I. Mortar rounds. James Nicole filled in for Ringo Starr when he had tonsillitis. James Nicole. For 10 days, he traveled with the Beatles on tour through Australia. Here he is photographed after the tour, departing Melbourne Airport on the cusp of returning back to his bland, normal life. I don't know why I'm laughing, but that's kind of funny. Don't you think?
Don't you think?
All right, enough of this shit. I'm done. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. What have we got here, man? BBC. Jimmy Savile. What is this, man? What the fuck is this? All right, so this is the gang rape thing. Okay. What the fuck? Why is this back in the news? I don't understand this. Anyway, Trump took out a full-page ad, bring back the death penalty and bring back our police, some shit like that. And everybody thought Trump was just such a marvelous guy. There's only one problem. These five kids were innocent. Now, they might have been laughing in a pizza parlor. And one of the things that people claim is the racism is the following thing. Some people are always, pretend. I don't understand. Why do they call it racism? I just don't get that. Well, even after these kids were found innocent or not guilty, Trump didn't believe it. And a lot of people didn't believe it. And one of the things that bothered them was the look of five black kids laughing and joking in a pizza parlor. Because that pisses off some white people, whether you want to fucking believe it or not, whether you give a shit or not. I could give a fuck. It does. Jimmy Savile. All right, did we print this goddamn thing? I guess I didn't. Boy, this is sick. This is fucking sick, this piece of shit. How old is this guy still alive? I've heard of this guy, but I don't know much about him.
Where to take your time? By rushing, you risk accelerating too much when placing the boat on the trailer. Once you've got the boat on the trailer,
he maintained the veneer of fun and respectability even as he carried out sexual assaults, daring to grope and fondle young women as the cameras were trained on him.
We say Orajel single dose.
That's me there.
Sylvia Edwards is the blonde teenager beside Jimmy Savile in that 1970s recording of Top of the Pops. She still remembers the unwelcome presence of his hands upon her. She recalls too the reaction of BBC staff.
He had his hand underneath my backside and was fiddling with his fingers. And he wouldn't take them away. Every time I tried to sit down, they were still there, and I kept trying to tell him to move them, but he just wouldn't have it. I told the man afterwards, and he told me to basically get lost because that's just Jimmy Savile.
That incident took place inside Television Centre, where we now know Savile abused others. But a major review is expected to conclude he carried out sexual assaults at virtually every BBC site he worked at.
Oh, Jesus.
Leaks from the review pointed to a BBC with untouchable stars, allowed to operate above the law, and alarmingly suggested it's possible another child abuser could be lurking in the BBC.
Hey, great form, though. A little goodness is the beginning of greatness. Whole nuts, real fruit, with dark chocolate.
What the fuck am I listening to, man? What the fuck am I listening to, motherfucker? What is that I'm listening to? Oh, there it is. That ain't it. What the fuck is that? What is that, man? Is that it? Fucking cocksuckers. Well, I guess it means no more watching Jimmy Savile and his bullshit.
Even today.
Whether BBC staff and, more importantly, managers routinely turned a blind eye to Savile's behaviour is a question at the heart of the review into his time at the BBC.
First class.
Are you ready for that?
Did celebrity allow a prolific abuser?
Hey,
shut
great form, though.
The fuck up!
A little goodness is the beginning of greatness. Whole nuts, real fruit, with dark chocolate. Introduce.
I got your whole
knows.
Fucking nuts swinging, man. What is that, man? That it? You know, I can't mute this shit. All right, well, I don't give a shit. Let me go back to where we were here, okay? All right, and also see how much time I've been fiddling about, you know. Shut your hole. This is really funny, man. That's a BBC page, I think. I think that's what I was dealing with there. I think, well, good on them. I like that term, good on you. I always said good for you. I never heard the term good on you, but hey. By the way, one of the high points of the night for me was Donald Trump saying to Hugh Hewitt, yes, you were. I was on your show. You got very low ratings. I guess he doesn't like Hewitt. Why is Hugh Hewitt there anyway? What is he? Is he considered to be, you know, he's not a radio host. I understand that he's a pundit. I understand he's very wise. He may be good on TV. But I'm not sure I understand what that man's, because his radio show is a absolute abomination. It's horrible. He's a boring motherfucker, like most of those fucking right-wing shows, you know. I was, by the way, I was on with Carell, who's actually a guy with, speaking of energy, there's Carell who's got a lot of energy and a lot of personality, and he's just, you know, a wild and crazy guy. And I was on Carell's show today with the real David G. Hall, and we were talking about radio, and David's a consultant. He consults all over the world. He consults in Europe. He consults in South America. He consults the United States. And he said what you and I have been saying for years. He said, the entertainment aspect of talk radio got to be too much. Either they couldn't control it, or they couldn't afford it, or they, of course they could afford it, but the cheap, you know, motherfuckers that run radio would much rather pay themselves than talent. And so they siphoned the talent out of radio. And what you're left with is, you're left with this right-wing talk. That's what it is. That's the worst shit ever. Just absolutely the worst fucking shit that has ever been, you know, imposed upon the listening public. Fucking, you know, with rare exception, we were talking about Rush and how Rush started out as an entertainer. Rush brought entertainment to talk radio. Rush actually turned talk radio into something entertaining. And then, but from that point forward, it just, and Howard Stern, but Howard was a morning guy, so it was kind of a different. All the morning guys got to talk. But talk radio, maybe, you know, there was hope for it, because here comes a guy doing mid-mornings, and he's an entertaining guy. But what happened was, it just, from that point, it never got better than Rush. You know, I mean, in terms of those right-wing talk people. There was other cats doing other things, you know, for a very brief time. Like yours truly. But for Rush Limbaugh, he was it. And the rest of the guys that came after him, they weren't just bad. They didn't belong anywhere near a microphone. And one of them is Hugh Hewitt. Hugh Hewitt doesn't belong anywhere near a fucking microphone. He must be working for free. Or he's robbing whoever he works for. Either he's working for free, or it's highway robbery. Because there's no fucking way. If they're paying him anything, it's worth it. Bill O'Reilly tried his hand at it, because he wanted to take down Limbaugh, and Bill O'Reilly was absolutely horrible at talk radio. I can name people, and I don't want to, because, you know, some of them are people that I know and I like, but it is fucking atrocious. So there you go, you know, that's sort of what you're left with, you see. You know, it's not every day that I'd be like saying this right out front, right up front of your face, but it's sort of what you have to do, isn't it? That's right. It's like what you have to do. Here's one here, the European Parliament. Now, what is this about? European Parliament calls for a Saudi arms embargo. And this is a viral story, huh? Okay. I'm willing to believe it. Fuck. Where's print, bitch? Dig what I'm putting down, man. All I want is print. There we go. And finally, we have the story here. Brazil's $250 million underwater cable to Europe may be supported by Google and Facebook. $250 million cable to Europe. A dedicated underwater cable to link the South American country's internet directly with Europe and avoid any espionage attempts by the United States. Well, well, well. This is not Wi-Fi. It's bloody cable. Any espionage attempts by the United States? What, you don't fucking trust this, man? That hurts. Fucking hurts, man, I gotta tell you. Well, so. Oh, man. So, today, yeah, I was on Carell's show today. And then I want to say, and I should plug this stuff on the air. Yesterday, I was on Larry Morgan's podcast. I want to give Larry a big shout-out today. He's a nice guy. Cat that I used to work with at Premier. And let's see here, man. Let me see here. Larry's on K-Earth, and also does his podcast. Larry Morgan Show, depart mornings at what? It's radio. What are you going to fucking do, you know? What the hell is this? Forget it, man. Sherry Donovan. Why does that name ring a bell? 7 to 12 on K-Earth. That's a bitch, man. That is a bitch. Oh, he was on The Sound in L.A. 100.1, I think, or 100.3, The Sound. Used to be K-100 or something like that. And, all right, Larry. So, I want to know about Larry's, KKGO Mornings. KKGO is a country station, man, I thought. So what you doing, Larry? Podcast, what I want to look at here. I got to look at the goddamn time. How much time I got here, man? What does that say? 20 fucking minutes? All right. Yeah, Snark Monkey. Snark Monkey. This is what it is right here. This is Larry's. So I was on that, right? I'll find out when I'm going to be on there. He's got artists like comedian, writer, actor, Gary Returns. All right, well, we're on there somewhere. Oh, Sarah Tiana, Gary Krong, Jerry Rocha, Jack Epps. I might be the most famous guy. No, I'm just kidding. There's Yakov Smirnoff. Spandau Ballet, you gotta be kidding me, man. It's pretty cool. So there's Snark Monkey. On iTunes, okay. There you have it. Let me see here, man. All right. I want to see. What does that say, man? 29 fucking minutes. Are you bullshitting me? It's been I've been pulling my fucking dick here for 29 motherfucking minutes. God damn it.
Well, and spring was never waiting for us, girl, the thing that
to do, you know. Right. And then, what are we doing here, man? Oh, then it's the other thing. E. F. F, G, A, B, C, D, E. And that's a new stinger. All right, now. Of the news that we have, Brazil, underwater cable. Let me see what's going on here. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark. There will be another song for me. And I will lose it. Jimmy Savile. Jesus Christ on a crutch. Nothing but bad news, man. Five teens cleared. Five had approached a man and his daughter at night on a player ordering the man away at gunpoint. What? Oh, I see. Yeah, this is, fucked up, man. Fucked up, dude. Fucked up. Fuck, motherfucking, fucking world we live in, man, I'm telling you. Woman tossed in jail for throwing a dog in a traffic. Jimmy Savile. I don't know who that guy is, but he's a fucking British TV host. Harvey Wireman. Jay Santos. With 34 minutes now, man. Larry Grover.
Yeah, and another thing as well, he did. He made him look really stupid too.
No, he didn't make anyone look stupid. The only guy that looks stupid here, in my opinion, is you, because you look and sound like an idiot. Saying that, I think Larry's mother should come on and no, mother.
Larry, don't call me mother. You sound like a gay ass.
All right.
Excuse me.
I don't know, man. All right, here we go, dude. This has been one of those weeks. What can I tell you? It's been one of those fucking weeks. All right, 35... All right, we are set to rock the bitch. I want to see one thing here, man.
You know what's going on?
Yeah.
There will be another song for me.
Feel a spark of emotion.
What the fuck is up with this motherfucking goddamn thing, man?
Feel warm inside.
What's going on with this fucking network connection between the network computer and motherfucking TriCast? I'm getting sick and tired of this goddamn thing bailing out on me, man. What's the fucking deal here?
Smoothest girl, it ran one step ahead. La la la, do 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 do. I recall a yellow mounted dress, and you mounted me from the rib. No,
Margaret.
I've got. Hold on for a minute. In a hot, fevered. What
the fuck are these lyrics? All right, here we go.